USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street starting the week in the red amid a surge in coronavirus cases and stalled fiscal stimulus talks. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 650 points to finish at 27,685. Regarding a stimulus bill, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is blaming the Trump administration for a deal not being done.
Every time they say we move the goalposts, that means they're projecting what they did.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. President Trump with three rallies in the battleground state of Pennsylvania on Monday. The president wrapping things up in Martinsburg, PA.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That's right. That means no fracking, no natural gas, no coal, no jobs, no energy, no Pennsylvania families being well taken care of.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Zeta making its way towards the Gulf Coast. The storm expected to make landfall somewhere between New Orleans and Pensacola on Wednesday. In an interview on 60 Minutes, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris reflected on what her legacy might be if elected. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
What would be the impact of being the first woman of color to be vice president? Senator Kamala Harris says it would change the perception of who can be what. She tells CBS's 60 Minutes what she believes it would mean if she were elected.
It helps change the perception of who can do what, because that is still part of the battle after all. And you imagine some young person then saying, oh, things can be different. I don't have to conform to whatever I'm, supposed to do or relegated to do. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Crews are continuing to fight two historic wildfires in Colorado. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more on the story.
Thousands have been evacuated from the path of Colorado's second largest wildfire. The entire town of Estes Park, with its 6,400 residents and nearby communities, were ordered to leave Sunday as high winds stoked the East Troublesome Fire, which had already burned more than 188,000 acres. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News about the carnage left behind in the wake of the fires.
I've seen houses on one side of the road completely intact and standing. And on the opposite side of the road, all you see is a chimney, metal roofing that was left from the fire, cars, shells. It's catastrophic.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are one win away from their first World Series since 1998, the Dodgers beating the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 on Sunday, Game 6 set for Tuesday night in Arlington, Texas. Meanwhile, Week 7 of the NFL wraps up with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Chicago Bears, kickoff set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time. And finally, the mayor of New York City is expecting an answer on the sale of the Mets to billionaire Steve Cohen very soon. Major League Baseball owners could vote as early as this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.